If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. The gospel according to Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse 54. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Jesus said to the crowd, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say it's going to rain, and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say it's going to be hot, and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? As you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, try hard to be reconciled on the way, or your adversary may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Well, I really missed the signs last week. I started getting a little sniffle. My eyes were a little watery, a little tickle in my throat. Normally, when I realize that I'm starting to get a cold, I just jump right on the cold medicine, and it knocks it out of me pretty quick. I don't know why. You know, I just ignored them. And boy, Thursday and Friday, I was not flat on my back, but pretty close. Cold. But I understand it's going around, right, Keela? You know, it's probably because we were here so long with PPR. But anyways. Sign everywhere. How's that song go? Sign. Come on, I can't hear you. Sign everywhere, sign. Blocking up the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that. Read the sign. Okay. Of course, today is St. Paddy's Day. I can see the signs out here. If you're Irish, who cares? Don't worry about it. Ashamed of yourself. Wait, it's a wee bit of the truth out of you, my lad. Yes, I'm Irish. My dad's family come over on the boat, so I'm Irish. Not that that means anything, you know. But signs. We live in an age of signs. I mean, every day we're just everywhere we look, there are signs everywhere. It's all kind of traffic signs. Street signs, direction signs, how far it is to this place, how far it is to that place. Caution, one lane bridge ahead, deaf child at play, autistic child at play, stay off the grass, no exit, one way. Boy, just everywhere we look, there are signs. And if you didn't know how to pay attention to signs, you'd actually be in a world of hurt, lost and getting into all kind of trouble. What's a sign of spring? Robins. What else? Green grass. What else? Bird singing. What? Daffodils. What is it? Oh, Easter dresses. Okay. Fish dinners. Warmer weather, thunderstorms, how about baseball? Yeah, a lot of signs of spring. And it's the same way, what's the sign of fall? Football. Oh, pumpkin spice everything, yes. Definitely a sign of fall. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky in the morning, sailors take warning. Signs, all kinds of signs. The Farmer's Almanac is a book about signs, all kinds of signs. If the swallows are building their nest up high, if the hornets are building their nest way up high, It means a lot of snow. If the caterpillar is woolly and dark, hard winter. Hard winter. I don't know if you've ever heard those or not. Smoke is a sign of fire. Okay, guys, if you get the silent treatment from your lady, it's a sign of what? What did you say? What? Yeah, that's a sign. Yeah, Pastor Ron said, if you get the silent treatment from your lady, it's a sign of happiness. He's in hot water now. Yeah, we're surrounded by, what's a funnel cloud a sign of? Tornado, bad storm, problems, a lot to be worried about. We live in a society of signs. Jesus was saying to his followers that there are signs all around you about the times. What times? What was he referring to? A sign for what? The end. He was talking about the Lord's day. He was talking about the need to receive salvation. The world was falling apart around them back in those days. And here we are a couple thousand years later, and the world's still falling apart around us. There's still this great need for salvation. But a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like a day with the Lord. So it's still going on, and the signs are still all around us. The decadence, the immorality, the confusion, the hatred, the killings, the planet itself just falling apart. There's a need because the day is coming, but nobody knows when that day will be. Joshua 24 says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Because, see, no matter whether Jesus comes back tomorrow or whether Jesus doesn't come back for another 1,000 years, we all live in our own end times. If Jesus were to come back tomorrow, there may be some people here who won't be alive tomorrow anyways. We all have to be prepared. We all have to see the signs and obey them and do what the signs are urging us to do, which is to accept Jesus. Romans 12, verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Matthew 24, 36, but about that day or hour, the day of the Lord, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. And then verse 42 says, therefore keep watch, because you do not know what day your Lord will come. Keep watch. Be ready. And how do you get ready? Man, you repent. You get humble. You ask Jesus to come into your life. You do what Jesus told you to do. Jesus has given us responsibilities. There are a lot of people who know about Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. And they're not worried about finding out because they're not seeing the signs. If we can impress upon people the signs that are going on around us in the world today and the need for salvation, maybe they'll take a harder look at their own lives. But there are a lot of people who are just blowing it off, who are taking it easy, who are playing at being Christians. A lot of people are fooling themselves because they don't see the signs. We talk about signs all the time. Jesus said that if we confess him to others, then he will confess us to the Father. If we deny him to others through word or deed or lack of deed, then he will deny us to the Father. There is a storm brewing, my brothers and sisters. There's a storm brewing in the world all around us. There's a storm brewing in our very lives. We need Jesus. We need to no longer conform to the pattern of this world. We need to love Jesus more than we love life itself. We need to be real serious about our faith walk. And here during Lent, it's all about cleaning our spiritual houses. It's all about getting real serious about our commitment to Jesus. because the signs are all around us. And I would say time is growing short. I'm sure they said that in Jesus' day. But I do say it. Prophecies are being fulfilled. Things are happening in this world. And the signs are all pointing to Jesus. We need to get saved. We need to get ready. Because none of us knows what day it's going to be when he'll come back. But it's coming soon. We need to tell our brothers and sisters, our family, our co-workers, our neighbors, our friends. We need to show them the signs to point them out and impress upon them the need for Jesus. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There is no other way. So spread the word. Let your friends know. God loves you, and so do I.